We're now going to be joined by Norwalk head boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer. Coach, thanks for joining us. Congrats on the good win tonight. Can you kind of walk me through kind of what went well for your boys here in this contest?
You know, we just kind of talked in the locker room. We're still a work in progress. I didn't think we did some things well tonight. I thought we moved the ball well. I thought we guarded and really kind of, for the most part, except for a stretch in the second half, kept them off the offensive boards, which we knew was going to be a key. I didn't think we played very smart basketball down the stretch, though. I didn't like some of our shot selection. We got to get better with time and score, and just playing a little bit better basketball down the stretch of games.
You feel like you guys have been able to find a little bit of good diversity this season in terms of getting the ball around the perimeter and getting some good outside shots, but also getting it into the post a little bit as well?
Yeah, we're trying. Obviously, we don't have a huge post presence this year, so we have found ourselves playing outside the three-point line quite a bit this year. And that's kind of part of our challenge, and what we're trying to work on every day is we still have to put pressure on the hoop. We can't just be a team that throws it around and chucks threes, and we know we have to put some pressure on the hoop. So we're trying to find some ways to do that, and right now sometimes it looks good and sometimes it doesn't.
You feel good with a little bit of the mix of scoring, you know, getting some production out of your starters, but also having guys off the bench that can score the basketball as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and Grady's gotten off to a great start offensively. I think before tonight he was averaging 20 a game. And I thought he played a pretty mature game. They guarded him tough. He just said, walking to the locker room, I've never been guarded like that before. And I said, well, you're off to a good start, so you might as well get used to it. So we'll have to have some other guys step up, because I think some of these good teams and these well-coached teams are going to do what they can to take him away and make other guys beat them.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously just still early in the season, just a few games in. But, you know, if you could kind of, as Coach Keehan, in one area you'd like to see your guys kind of step up on and improve kind of maybe in this next stretch here as we go into Christmas break.
You know, I've been pretty pleased defensively. I have not very many complaints defensively. I think offensively we've got a long ways to go. I just feel for large stretches of the game we're not playing great basketball. We're not working very hard for shots. I thought we got off to a great start in the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, I thought we just threw the ball around and we're feeling too good about ourselves and took dumb shots. So that's kind of the process of growing as a team and figuring out what is a good shot and what isn't. And that's my job. And I'll do my best to work on teaching those guys what a good shot is versus what maybe is a questionable one.
You know, have you guys kind of actively worked on being able to force turnovers? I noticed you guys were able to do that a few things tonight. And, you know, obviously that's key in any game, being able to force turnovers.
Yeah, I think we've really started switching a lot of screens this year, and we've never done that. And I think it does throw teams for a loop and sometimes causes some confusion on their part or things that they think are going to be open when they come off the screen aren't. And it's worked in our favor so far, and I think it helps us keep guys out of the lane too on the drive. So that's something we'll keep working on.
You're going into this next week here. You kind of able to find that balance a little bit of, you know, staying locked in that last week kind of before you guys take a little bit of a break, but then being able to, you know, get refreshed a little bit before during the holiday.
Yeah, we don't have any time to be refreshed this next week. If we try to refresh too early, we're going to go 0-3 this next week. We have three really tough ones, one at home, Lewis Central on Tuesday, then at Indianola, and then obviously Valley on Saturday. So there's no time to feel good about ourselves or take any breaks yet. We got a lot of work to do.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, you know, you guys play in a tough conference, obviously, but nice to be able to get on the road here when most teams weren't playing tonight to be able to pick up a nice conference win.
Yep, we'll see if it was a good decision when we get on the bus, but I was glad to get down here and play and just get this one out of the way. You know, it gets crazy with this Iowa weather, and even last year, like, it was terrible, and it's just hard to reschedule after Christmas, so I'm glad we were able to get this one in.
Coach, congrats on the great win. I appreciate you coming to talk to me.
Thank you very much.